You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. Next up, we've got a story from Uncuffed, our radio project at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Chris Turgeon plays guitar and saxophone, and he's also an alleged cult leader. Like many people in prison, he is complicated. And Uncuffed producer Brian Mazza, who's also incarcerated at Solano, spoke with him.
At KLW and Uncuffed, I want to tell stories that celebrate the remarkable, like the remarkable artists and musicians who live behind these prison walls. However, the story you're about to hear has me conflicted. Chris Turgeon is a talented musician, but after our interview, I found out he was also an alleged cult leader who's accused of doing terrible things. The Seattle PI wrote a piece about Turgeon with the headline, "A Cult Leader's Vision Results in a Murder Trial." Now, listening to his music, some songs are beautiful, some are godly, but others are terrifying in their implications. This is Chris Turgeon, in his own words.
You know, this song embodies the picture of my life, where I've had to walk a lonely walk, to walk in the light, to walk in the truth of God's word, even when it cost me everything. I was in prayer one day, and God said to me, "Go down to the Guitar Center in downtown Seattle and buy a guitar. I'll show you which one." So I got it home, and I'm just waiting on God to tell me, who am I supposed to give this to? You know, and the Lord said to me, "It's for you, dummy. Sit down and play it." Within an hour, I had my first song, and then I knew it was just a gift from God. The lyrics of the song come from several different scriptures, Habakkuk, Isaiah, and others, Ecclesiastes. Some of the words are familiar to most, like the time for everything under the sun. There's been many songs with that theme. But for me, it kind of explains that no matter what I go through, or no matter what a person will go through, God has always been there for me, whether I have nothing or have everything. That the constant remains that God has continued to provide me His peace in the midst of the storm. You know, whether there's no fruit on the vine, you know, whether there's no grain in the field, God's always been there. I've lived everything in that song. Under the sun. It all started on February 28th, 2001. It was a Wednesday, and I was in the ADSEG module of the Snohomish County Jail up in Everett, Washington, awaiting trial. And it was about 8:30 in the morning-ish. I can't remember exactly the minute, but around that time. And a neighbor came up to my door and asked me a question. You know, why is it that the officers in the jail had told him not to talk to me? They'd warned him, you know. If you talk to him, he might brainwash you. You know, he's a false prophet. And I said, well, you know, to each his own. But if you want to see if I am a true prophet or not, I just happen to have a miracle in my pocket right now. He goes, what? What are you talking about? I said, well, look it. Watch what happens. God told me to get down on my knees and pray for something right now. And a miraculous sign is going to happen. So he said, okay. I said, and you can join me if you wish. So we both got on our knees, I raised my hands to the sky, and I started praying out loud, and the whole day room just stopped, and everybody in the day room looked back at me like, what's this crazy nut doing now? And I said, Father God, I pray in the name of Yahshua, send forth the sign that you told me you would give me, the sign that when I see it, I know that you're going to bring judgment on the government of the United States. But about 30 seconds later, the jail started rocking and rolling and swaying from a 7.1 earthquake that struck the Puget Sound region at that moment. But that wasn't the sign. It produced the sign. because on the next morning, on the front page of the Seattle Times, it had a picture of the Capitol Dome in Olympia, Washington, and above it read the caption, "Capitol Dome condemned due to earthquake." So as a result of this miracle that took place, my friend that had come to the door asking about me, he started becoming a human trumpet, trumpeting my cause everywhere, which ended me being put in isolation from the persecution. And while I was in persecution isolation, God gave me Red Sky. Red Sky in the morning. So 7 months goes by, and now it's 9/11/2001. It's the morning of 9/11/2001. When I look out my window, I see the time. It's 5:46 in the morning. I'm tired. I got to go to trial today. Today's my first day. And then God speaks to me as clear as a bell, and he says, "Get down on that tray slot and sing Red Sky to everybody in this module right now, as loud as you can." Now, can you imagine that? God's always putting my neck on the chopping block. You know somebody's going to yell, "Shut the F up," or something like that, right? The weird thing was, when I started singing, the keys stopped jingling, the tray stopped moving, and nobody made a sound. Red sky in the morning. It was eerie. Dark clouds in the sky are bringing judgment from on high. Dark clouds in the sky means you better run and hide. Dark clouds in the sky take away all the light. Dark clouds in the sky, because they were evil in his sight. And when I finished, there was silence for like 10 seconds. And then everything just resumed as if nothing happened. It was the weirdest thing. Well, later in the day, I found out when my trial started that I was actually singing that song at the very moment that the first plane hit the World Trade Center at 8:46 Eastern Time, which is 5:46 Pacific. That's where that song came from.
That was Chris Turgeon. That piece was made by Brian Mazza, a producer at KLW's radio program at Solano State Prison. Our work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. And there's actually one small correction. The earthquake was a 6.8, not a 7.1. All content was approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, klw.org/uncuffed. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe to the Cross Currents newsletter to get all our stories and interviews, music, and a lot more in your inbox every week.